You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Don't let that weather report stop you from your civic duty. Today is election day on both sides of the border. Polls are open right now until 7 p.m. So wide area to go and do what you got to do.
Get out, make your voices heard, handle your business.
In Missouri, of course, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill will be going up against Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley in that race. Also, there's a couple of issues on the ballot that folks will have to decide on. The right to work, which will be decided by the people. At first, former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens signed a right to work bill into law, and then local union groups got together and got enough signatures to stop it. So now the people will have to decide whether or not there will be limits on laborers in Missouri.
This affects more people than you know.
Also, in Kansas, there's a race for the governor, of course, is the big contest, but also there are some other races that are really important as well. Third Congressional District is up for grabs. Yoder is the front runner for that. And there's also six Democrats on the ballot contesting that. There's also an open seat in the Second Congressional District, and also in the Fourth District in Wichita, there's a race that will be settled by the voters of Kansas.
There's a lot at stake.
Certainly is. I'm glad to be back in the building.
Yeah, where was your antennas? Nah, we know where you was at. You was out of town handling your business.
Yeah, I had a death in my family. My really important lady to my life. I credit her for, you know, wanting to do the right thing in life, go to college, become a Delta. And, you know, when I moved from New York to Atlanta, I saw her, Brian, and she used to dress so nice, and her husband were like bougie, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, oh my God, look at them, and they drive a Cadillac too.
Real life Huxtables.
They were. And I really wanted to be like her. That was something that I had never seen as a kid. So she passed away, so I had to get there. And yeah.
I'm glad she was an influence on your life.
Yeah, you just never know what people are looking at. So it's important that you're presenting the right image, you know, out there.
Absolutely.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a couple of showers. Matter of fact, we got a thunderstorm in 71 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
So Dionne Warwick is denying claims that her sister Dee Dee Warwick sexually assaulted Whitney Houston when she was a young girl.
They had that in the movie, Whitney.
Really?
Yeah, they went deep into it, and they thought that that was the trigger for many of her problems that she had later on in her life.
Well, Dionne says that this is, quote, hogwash and evil. Now, Whitney's brother Gary revealed this, like you just said, in the documentary about the late singer.
Yeah. They got really, really, really deep into it, too.
Whitney's former assistant said, quote, I was close to Whitney. She confided in me, and I struggled tremendously deciding whether to share this secret or keep it to myself. I deeply love and respect Dionne, Sissy, and their entire family, and my intention was never to embarrass anyone in the family, but rather to bring light to the subject that Whitney shared some painful and troubling situations as a child.
Mm. And she was a singer as well.
Mm. So, Cardi B has announced that she will be performing live once again after her pregnancy. She dropped out of the Bruno Mars tour, but she will be headlining San Antonio's Mala Luna Festival, and that takes place October the 27th at Nelson Wolf Stadium.
Ow!
Good to have her back.
So, T.I., that's your guy, is being accused of fraudulently transferring $40,000 to himself and his business partners instead of paying off the settlement he owes to his former restaurant employees. Mm. Tip has now been hit with a federal lawsuit, according to court documents obtained. These same employees who settled with T.I. and his partners earlier this year went to bankruptcy court to file this new lawsuit against Tip and his friends.
Come on, Clifford. I know you. We know you got it. Go ahead and break them off and be through with that thing. You know what I'm saying?
He got it. He's sitting on some gold bouillon now. That little show on BET, how's it doing?
Gold bouillon. Oh, you talking about the Grand Hustle? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I ain't watched it.
I looked at the first episode.
You ain't look at the second or third? No?
I don't even know when it airs.
I see the promo on Instagram all the time, so I assume that, you know, it's doing okay.
Boy, they could be struggling to save it. I don't know.
Just hit up Tiny Tip. All right, she got it. If you ain't got it, she definitely got it. That's your wife. You better have, right? That's what your spouses are for, right?
That's right.
Good. No scrubs is paying off. Didn't she write No Scrubs?
Yeah, and Candy. She got dope.
Yeah.
She's sitting on a bag.
So if I got in trouble, I mean, you're not my spouse or nothing, but, you know, if I got in a little financial trouble, you going to help me out?
I got chores and stuff you could do.
What you mean chores? I ain't doing no chores.
Yeah, you got to do some chores, fam.
Making that real money.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Somebody broke in my car.
Somebody broke in your car?
Yeah.
What kind of car you riding in?
I got a 1995 Mercury Villager, and they sold my $6 lottery ticket. I'm mad.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now, they know. What? They was just practicing. Yeah. Girl, they was practicing. Uh-huh. They getting ready to break it to a Benz later.
Why you driving your grandma's car around?
This is my bucket. What is this?
Oh, okay. You got that from Grand Theft Auto, fam.
Man. No, I got it from Downtown Motors.
What's your name?
Shalita,
when I see you next time, girl, ask me for your $6. I'm going to refund you that money because they did you dirty.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They should have left you a sorry note.
Break they should have. Because my window won't come up.
Oh.
You be all right.
Yeah.
For real, okay. I got you on them $6. If you see me in the street, ask me for it.
I will, too.
Okay. Right.
Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Election Tuesday polls open in Kansas right now. 10 minutes, they'll be open in Missouri. You cast your ballot until 7 p.m. tonight. Major races, key issues on the ballot. You got your voter registration card?
Yes.
You got everything ready?
Yep. Got my joint about, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Immediately when we get off, before I go take my illustrious nap, I will be going to cast my vote.
Me too. I'm probably not going to take a nap, but I will be going to cast my ballot.
You better. People die for this.
This is true. 5 dead, 20 others hurt, and 13 shootings in Kansas City since Wednesday. This has been a topic of discussion. Nail salons, beauty shops, barbershops, all online. Everybody is talking about the violence in the Midwest. Chicago had a rash of shootings as well.
I don't know what's going on, Shay. You know, yesterday on the show we talked about it and we wanted to open the lines to offer suggestions. And people had some really good suggestions. But we really got to get to the root of this problem.
Mayor Sly James and Chief of Police Smith had a press conference on yesterday and expressed dismay.
There is a connection. We just choose to act like it doesn't matter.
I want to see permits. I want to see training. I want to see a longer period for background checks. I want to see an ordinance that says if you have a gun stolen or lost, you have to report it to the police. We need our lawmakers in Jefferson City to understand that we need some real sustainable solutions to the slow motion mass murder that's taking place in Kansas City and in St. Louis. This isn't about the Second Amendment. I want to be clear about this.
The thing that stuck out with me with that, he said the slow motion mass murder. And that's what's really going on. I didn't really think about it like that until he said it.
I think a major portion of what needs to happen is those of us who are listening right now, those of us who are talking, those of us who are, you know, on our way to work, we've got to take a real stance and reach out to folks who are in these tenuous situations. So I think it's going to take mentoring from all of us who, if you consider yourself to be a good citizen, if you consider yourself to be someone who is positive, you got to reach and take a young person and be a mentor to them. I talked earlier about my cousin and how her mentorship changed my life and maybe really wanted me, made me want to go to college and want to join my sorority and do a lot of different things that I hadn't been exposed to. You know, I was exposed to a different way of life being raised in New York up until we moved to Atlanta. And so I really believe that that mentorship is what changed my mind. I saw something different.
Mm-hmm. You could be a real difference maker and not even know it.
And we gotta inconvenience ourselves. She used to pick me up and take me everywhere with her. First time I ever stepped into a Saks, into a Lord and Taylor, was with her. So I had never seen anything like that.
Saks on Fifth Avenue, you talking about that?
Yeah, Saks Fifth Avenue, the store. I had never seen anything like that. Nobody I knew had money like that. So just to see, oh, dang, something different.
Mm-hmm. It's all of a sudden attainable for you to
exactly
to go to college or to do something else besides what you see every day.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what that did for me. And I think, you know, we can do all the laws and we can police people, you know, to death and all this other stuff, but it's going to have to be a change in the hearts of people. And families are going to have to get involved and start turning folk in who they know are out here doing negative things. Because the ripple effect in the community is large. It's not just affecting one person. Everybody's interconnected here.
Yeah. Preach.
No, I don't want to preach. It's just...
You speaking the truth. That's what I meant.
It's going to take us... Yeah, we nobody's going to be able to just sit back on this one and be like, you know, these legislators, these police. Nah. Us. I know we do a lot in the schools, Brian, but we may have to, you know, bump it up even more.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Polls open on both sides of the border till 7 o'clock. You ain't got to vote, win that $1,000, though. All I do is listen to the radio. Hot Summer Cash, a couple opportunities this hour for folks to get registered for $1,000 on Friday.
Mm.
We've been talking about the violence in Kansas City in the Midwest. Researchers are saying that social media is limiting kids' ability to think for themselves.
I can see that.
The researcher claims that kids who play a lot of video games or use tablets are more likely to develop narcissism, depression, and low self-esteem.
Mm.
They also say that he's predicting that people are going to be like three-year-olds.
What?
Emotional, risk-taking, poor social skills, weak self-identity, and short attention spans.
You kind of see a lot of that today, Shay. Especially with social media. You see it all the time.
They're saying 2 hours is the maximum you should be in front of a screen daily. How much screen time you think you get?
Oh, Lord. I mean, at work alone, you know, 4 or 5 hours. And then at home, you know, I got to do work at home. So that's another hour or so. And then you said TVs too, right?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I'm talking about social media, your screen.
Oh, yeah.
Your screen time.
A lot. Too much.
Hmm. You think you'll be able to get your nephew to stop with the video games and social media and stuff?
That boy be on his phone now all the time. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have him up here this week. But yeah, that's the issue.
Speaking of the issues, Stacy Shaw knows the law.
Good morning, Stacy. What you got this morning? Oh, there we go. What you got this morning, Stacy?
Good morning. So it is raining outside, but it's also voting day. And so a lot of people have asked questions about the voter ID law. What do you need to bring to the polls in order to vote in Missouri and Kansas? So I'm going to be back at 7:35 and telling you if you don't and telling you how to vote if you don't have a state ID.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the middle 80s. Couple of showers, light rain, 71 right now, Lee Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
You know what time it is, baby.
Harold Perrineau from Oz, Matrix Reloaded, and he's in a new series with Niecy Nash and the one that used to go with Chris Brown. What's her name?
Carucci?
Yup.
Yeah.
Come on, TNT, it's Claws. And David Mann, actor from Meet the Browns and all the Tyler Perry movies. He's 52 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on August 7th.
So Beyonce, of course, covered a recent issue of Vogue magazine, and she talked candidly about her recent pregnancy and dealing with her new body. So these are her words. Quote, I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth to Rumi and Sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It sure ain't. That just made me feel better about, you know, when I step on the scale.
Damn.
Ain't no babies in there, but. I was swollen from toxemia and been on bed rest for over a month. My health and my baby's health were in danger, so I had an emergency C-section. We spent many weeks in the NICU. My husband was a soldier and such a strong support system for me. I am proud to have been a witness to his strength and evolution as a man, a best friend, and a father. I was in survival mode and did not grasp it all until months later. She also talks about having a little fupa. Go ahead, Beyonce.
Oh, there's some seasoning under there, boy.
I got to work on my Beyonce impersonation.
So how tall you said you was again? To this day, my arms, shoulders, breasts, and thighs are fuller. I have a little mommy pouch.
It's probably 30% of the way. It ain't all the way there.
It sure ain't. The way she be dancing and stuff.
I didn't say dance like Beyonce.
Oh, you're talking about the impersonation, my bad.
I said sound like Beyonce. Brian, don't make me cuss you out. Hirsch, check out the article. I thought it was really great. I read the whole thing last night, and she really said some things that a lot of women go through, you know, as we're dealing with body image and, you know, wanting to look a certain way. She talked about how when she got pregnant with Blue Ivy, that she jumped back out there too fast. She lost the weight too fast. She gave herself only 3 months. And this time, she ain't rushing. She says she's going to let her body do what it do.
Leave her alone, Jay-Z. Don't be all, you know.
But she said Jigga like her chunky. Like, he like her.
Yeah. I told you, listen, it marinates under there. I'm telling you, it's a good marinade in there.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to peel your face off like a grape. Orlando Brown is wanted in Las Vegas for skipping out on a drug court date. Now, of course, Orlando Brown used to appear on That's So Raven. He haven't really done a lot since then. I don't know if he's got, you know, health issues or if this is a confirmed drug issue. But he was supposed to appear in court last Thursday for a drug possession charge, and he ain't show.
Prayers for Orlando Brown, because that boy been...
They said they caught him with meth and a pipe.
Oh, Lord. Lord, you don't ever want
to
get caught with
that.
I'm
not trying to, you know, minimize anything, because, you know, I was raised in a home where drug use was done, but who is the new drug user? Like, when you start now, like, you see all the...
It don't matter, Shay.
Who's starting now, though?
I grew up in the crack is whack era. I grew up in that era, so I kind of saw, and, you know, my own personal stuff that I saw within, you know, close people that were with me, but some of these kids, they don't care. Like, and then you talk about gateway drugs. A lot of these pills and stuff are gateway drugs. So it often leads to
But
other
nothing
things.
Positive can come of that. I am 100% sure of that. Nothing positive is going to come out of that.
They don't know it.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Harvey and Amigos tour this Friday. I already heard Drake is in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a text message. We're going to give away some tickets to the show.
Whoa.
Sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, you just need to be listening.
Okay.
All right. Also, Election Day. Polls are open right now till 7 o'clock. We got our lawyer on the phone.
Good morning, Stacey.
Well, good luck to the lucky winner of the Drake tickets. I'm so excited for whoever's going to win. Today is voting day, and I'm going over the Missouri and Kansas voting law. So in Kansas, you are required to have a photo ID in order to vote. And so residents over 65 can use an expired state ID or driver's license, but every other person under 65 has to have a non-expired photo ID. That could include an employee badge from the government office, a conceal and carry permit, public assistance card. It could be a non-expired driver's license, state ID, passport, or military ID, but it has to have a photo. In Missouri, the laws are more lenient. So you can either have a Missouri state issued a non-expired driver's license, state ID, passport, or military ID. If you don't have one of those, so say you lost your wallet, or you have recently, not recently, moved to the state but haven't switched over your ID yet, but you've registered to vote, you can still vote with no Missouri state-issued ID by showing your voter registration card, your Missouri college, vocation, tech school ID, utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, government document, like a tax bill that shows your name and address. If you don't have any of those things, you can still vote a provisional ballot. Okay, so a provisional ballot means that there is something, like in Missouri, you don't have a ID or you don't have another supporting document. So you can vote the provisional ballot, go and get your ID, and then go back to the polling place. As long as your signature matches what is on the voting rolls, then you will be able to vote. The provisional ballot in Kansas is different because there may be a challenge for your ability to vote or your eligibility to vote, but you are still required to show your photo ID before casting that provisional ballot. If you have questions about what is on the ballot or how I'm voting, you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm at Stacey Shaw Law. You can visit me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law, or go to my website at StaceyShawLaw.com. Please go out and vote before 7. And again, hit me up if you have any questions about how I'm voting today.
Thank you, Stacey. We'll holler at you next Tuesday.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Speaking of Drake, he's been sighted around the town, specifically the Plaza, the Monarch Bar, Capitol Grill.
We got to get like a Drake watch or something going on. If y'all spotted Drake, just tweet us or something.
Come on up to the show, Drake.
Yeah, dog.
He's probably up working out right now.
I got some questions I need to ask you.
You going to have that same energy you had when you was talking junk about him?
What are you going to do to me? First of all, I didn't talk junk about him. That's number one. Number two, I have whatever energy I have will be the same whenever that, you know, if and when I see him.
Hi, Smiley. You know, you'll be smiling.
I asked the tough questions.
Skinning and grinning.
All right. I like Drake, but at the same time,
soft shoe. Soft shoe.
You know what? What are you doing over there? Are you having a convulsion?
Your tap dance?
Brian will not tap dance. You will tap dance.
I never said anything. I stand my position. I'ma peel your face off like a grape. He did the right thing, in my opinion. He done moved on.
I got some questions. Come on, Aubrey. Come on the show.
And, you know, he had my guy Al Wood on a new album, so he potentially listened to me when I was in Buffalo. So, you know what I'm saying? If you enjoy Shay Moore.
With the stretch.
For real. If you enjoy Shay Moore when I was on the radio in Buffalo from 2000 to 2003, Drake, Al Wood was on at the same time.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Come on up to KPRS. We want to welcome you.
Get him a Gates mix plate or something.
You think Drake eat meat?
Yeah.
Oh. You know everybody trying to.
He's in a video eating chicken wings or something. One of them videos. Yeah. He need to flex on that baby mama of his though, because she out here wilding. Did you see what she was doing? They caught her like with like four other dudes in like a hotel. They put it up on Twitter and everything.
What was she doing? Filming a video?
Nah, she wasn't filming. She was starring in it though.
You don't know what they was doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they was
playing. They could have been practicing for a play.
They was playing pinochle.
You know how many times I done practiced for a play?
And a role play? You've been role playing on video, fam?
No, like a real stage play.
Oh, okay. Hey, man.
Like, you done did it. Yeah. Hold on. Let me find my script. Let me show you. This ain't real. This is for a play.
Yeah, it's for a play, all right. Hey, man, if you're trying to flex on your ex, go ahead and hit us up right now.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on Your Ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on Your Ex.
What's poppin'? This is Ashley. My ex been harassing me for the last 7 months. Mm. Now he finally got the nerve to call straight through. Had a baby on me, and now he's talking about he just want to keep in contact with an old friend. What the f*** kind of old friend you think we was? We ain't no f*** friends.
I know that's right. I got enough friends. I tell people that all the time. Plenty of friends.
Like, with friends like you, whoever needed an enemy, honestly.
So, you said he's stalking you?
He was harassing me the last 7 months, but he just now finally got the guts to call straight through.
Oh, so he was blocking his number calling you.
Right. Okay. Calling me from all these fake numbers. And the last conversation was pretty crazy, having all these females harass my phone as well. What kind of bullshit games are you playing?
That's a clear indicator that you broke him off. That you got some good. You know what you're doing over there.
Yeah, clearly I did something.
Yeah, you did. You from here or you from the South?
I'm from Midtown, but he's a Kansas dude.
See, now, okay, I'm going to leave that alone now. Now you going down.
Right, we're going to leave that where it's at.
All right, Ashley, have a good day.
You too, thanks, bye.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a couple of thunderstorms in some spots. Right now, you got light rain at 71 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Well, Dionne Warwick is speaking out about claims that her sister, Dee Dee Warwick, molested Whitney Houston from the age of 7 to 9 years old.
Shay, they talked about that in the movie, and it was devastating for Whitney, according to what her brother, and it was one of her best friends or something that was in the movie talking about it.
Yeah, this was Whitney's former assistant who released a statement that read, quote, "I was close to Whitney. She confided in me and I struggled tremendously deciding whether to share this secret or keep it to myself. I deeply love and respect Dionne, Sissy, and their entire families. And my intention was never to embarrass anyone in the family, but rather to bring light that Whitney was subjected to something painful and troubling as a child. And it's something that happens to other innocent kids and goes unspoken too much."
Devastating.
Whew. So, Cardi B is announcing her first live performance after her pregnancy. Of course, she dropped out of the Bruno Mars tour, and she will be hitting the stage in San Antonio for their Mala Luna Festival.
What's good?
Which will take place October 27th through the 28th at Nelson Wolf Stadium.
Ow.
You been to San Antonio?
Have I ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. No. Because of the Spurs, I don't like San Antonio. But, you know, we listen, an hour ago we talked about Beyonce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how she says she got up too fast mm-hmm. after Blue. You think Cardi need to? I know Cardi ain't paid like Beyonce is, but, you know, you think she need to slow down a little
bit?
When
did she have that baby? Like last month? In July?
Last month, I guess, yeah.
Well, I guess September, October. That'd only be 3 months. That's what Beyonce said. 3 months wasn't enough, and she wished she hadn't jumped back out there that fast.
Chill out, Cardi.
But, you know, it's a lot of pressure for women in the entertainment business to keep it moving. Men don't got to stop down when kids are born.
Yeah.
You know, and women, have to. They say that you're the closest to death giving birth.
Wow. And, you know, and Cardi is, she's not new, but she's not where
she's fairly
Beyonce
new.
Is.
She is very fairly new. All of this came about in, last 2-3 years?
Yeah.
T.I. is on blast right now for allegedly fraudulently transferring $40,000 to himself and his business partners instead of paying off the settlement that he owes to former restaurant employees.
Come on, Tip. Come on, baby. You got it. Break them off.
$40,000 ain't a lot to him.
Yeah, you know, that's some pocket change. You know how Hakeem and Simi in Coming to America, he took his pocket change? That's what that is to T.I. Come on, Tip. Pay them folks off so you ain't got to worry about this no more. Might be messing up your credit.
Mm.
Just borrow some money from Tiny. She got it, too. That ain't nothing to her.
She got it. She sure does.
That's your wife. They still married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, they good, yeah. Go ahead and do that, Tip.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.